Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
Believe in love. It is Mary J. Blige with Vido. Bring your time to exactly 15 minutes past 7 o'clock. Very, very good morning to you. I really hope that you are doing well. All right. So we did promise, or I did promise a little bit early on, sorry, because I'm, you know, a lot of the times never alone in studio, but I did promise you a little bit early on that we are going to be having a conversation with incredible figures on the show this morning. And the first person who's getting a call from us so early in the morning, it is Member of Parliament for LPM, that is Utara Motu. Good morning, Utara. How are you doing today?
I'm very well. How are you doing?
I am great. I am so sorry for calling you so early in the morning, but thank you for taking my call.
It's okay. It's understandable.
Is it? All right. So, Dad, I know we just wanted to, you know, we as in Fresh Breakfast wanted to just touch base with you. You know, just as a nation, we know that we are mourning our president right now. But I wanted to touch base with LPM specifically to really just see how this news hit everyone in your camp.
Well, indeed, Shaquan, this is a sad moment. Firstly, the condolences to the nation, the first family, the first lady, and anyone who is affected by this great loss of a phenomenal leader in our political spectrum.
Come on, yeah.
With the Landless People's Movement, of course, we through our leader, we have also had some form of relation with the president. And to be honest, it was a great thing that I remember my leader did mention that just before he passed on, he managed to visit the late president. Just to set a good setting and you know, just to talk about life. And according to him, he was in good spirits. So we, as much as we are affected by the loss, we are also grateful for his life. Also, we were in limbo, firstly, because like any other person, it is a first experience to just not only have a former president losing his life, but a sitting president losing their life. There's a lot of provisions, obviously, via the constitution, but there was a constant fear and worry of what would happen in the next hour or so. But to our surprise, and through collective efforts also from our side, to steer the nation in unity, peace, we managed to observe the maturity of the Namibian nation, and which really greatly touched us. I think which was the phenomenal pillar of one of his policies on inclusivity.
That's true.
That no one should be left behind. And I think that echoes to his great leadership. Due to the transition period, we were able to understand that, yes, this is a shocking event, but however, the government and the sovereignty of the country must be protected. Thus, the transition period was one of the most peaceful periods in international politics history. So speaks and echoes to our great constitution, that our late president was also the chairperson of and played a significant role in shaping our democracy. So we were really proud of that moment, to really see that it felt like it was a smooth, calm sea, and we just had to accept and see where we move forward. So
from here,
it required collective leadership from both opposition and ruling party. And through the collaboration, we were able to bring out the humanity. And humanity is what the former president really wanted us to look at. Not look at issues through tribal lines party lines, but really the Namibian house first. And we're really, really proud of the fact that as leaders, we were able to pull ourselves together. And also through the LPM leadership, we were one of the first people to release our statement of condolences, and we had made efforts to just go and visit the former first lady and to give our condolences and comfort her during this difficult time of being a widow and losing her husband. Only the first lady would know the loneliness that comes with losing a husband.
With losing a husband, that's true, yeah.
So definitely that's what the Landless People's Movement did.
All right. So, but Utara, maybe, because, you know, we completely understand in terms of being on rival sides and so forth, hey, but, you know, when it comes to things like this, especially, like, you know, in terms of politics, there are still relationships behind closed doors, right? In terms of, like, just really beautiful moments that you share with certain people, even though you don't see eye to eye on certain things, right? And it's not, it hasn't always been bad blood anyway. Are there any beautiful, just memorable moments that you have shared with the president that you would probably want to share with us?
Yes, and I always this is just one special moment that really speaks to my heart and that encourages me. I think it was the first State of Nation address. And I remember our president, Honorable Bernardo Swagbe, mentioned it to the president that, look, we also have other young leaders from opposition. Why is it that the SWAPO party and that the president is just echoing specific young people that are in parliament? It's not fair to other young people who have equally worked hard to get to parliament and to be the voice of the masses. And I remember the president looked at me and pointed at me, but he's like, but I know her.
Yeah.
And I acknowledge her and I listen to what she says. And for me, that really spoke volume to the president that, honestly, he's a president that really takes, or that had put in effort to know who his leaders were that he's working with. And when he said and appreciated some of the fights that I did in Parliament, right at State of Nation, I remember that camera also just went directly to my face, and you could see I was blushing.
Waiting for a reaction. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, because I don't know, for a young person, obviously, the president also recognizing your efforts speaks that you are doing something, and that you're not just screaming and yelling and getting sunburned during demonstrations for nothing.
For nothing, yeah.
And I think that was the most special moment that I had with the president.
All right. So if there is one thing that you are going to miss the most about him, what is it? Because for me, I'm going to miss him dancing. Okay, I'm going to miss him dancing. I'm going to miss him just being happy and goofy. But what is the one thing that you are going to always just miss? You know, so obviously we know that the parliament opened yesterday and so forth, just having his presence in there. What is that one thing?
I think it's most likely going to be his dancing, but because you said it, I'm going to go for his character.
His character, all right.
Someone was able to just bring laughter in chaos. He was able to control the house. Remember when chaos would break out, he would make a joke and everyone would calm down and laugh. He was one person, especially during COVID, who was able to really steer the nation to some form of comfort when we felt like we didn't understand what was going on. And he would make little jokes that I drink just a little bit, or alcohol is prohibited, and he looks up, you know, to sort of
I know.
That strict parent look, and you just see the humor. I think he really made politics fashionable for young people, particularly through his jokes and his great humor.
Absolutely. He, you know, the one thing, now that you say that, I'm just thinking about how, you know, when someone sort of like understands the assignment, and now they're even speaking the language of the youth. Yeah, I hear you.
Definitely. And honestly, it was the natural thing to him. He wasn't forcing himself. Sometimes with politicians, you see that you get a cringe moment because you see, ish, this person is really crying hard. With the late president, it was a natural thing because it was his personality.
His personality, yes. Oh, Utara, thank you so, so much for your time. Thank you for answering my call so early in the morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, and we see the work that you are doing. We recognize that. We celebrate you. You will always be a friend to the show anyway. So thank you so much and have a lovely day.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, fantastic. And that is the voice of Utara Motu. She is a member of parliament for LPM. As I mentioned, we are still going to have other conversations in the hour. We're going to be speaking to McHenry Venani on behalf of PDM, and then also Elago Shitatala. And that is definitely a story that you need to hear. And trust me, there's going to be a little bit of a... You'll see how what Utara just said and why I'm speaking to Elago in a few minutes. Keep it locked.
Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.